Now recording.
I'm recording too.
You're coming in now.
That's good.
You're actually a lot louder than me.
Well, play it back and we'll see.
Yeah.
Warning! This podcast is almost entirely unedited. If your ears are picky and discerning, beware! You have been warned by this warning.
Welcome to the special BotCon 2009 live, unedited, uncut, hardcore WTF and TFW recording. We're here in Casa de la Aaron and Geronimus, and travel sucks, and Gog is here too.
Hello.
He brought a mixing board, so we're doing this live on two mics, and we got Aaron here too.
Hello.
And Jared over there.
Hello.
So, I guess we'll talk about how much it sucked traveling. In my case, I only had to fly for about 2.5 hours, and then I got to, in between that, spend 5 hours in the Seattle airport, toiling away at my little video and staring at the ceiling. That was my exciting trip. And getting on a shuttle at the airport, and then spending 1.5 hours seeing all the different corners of Pasadena as everyone in the shuttle had specific houses they wanted to go to in various gated communities. And then, that made everything more surreal. How about you, Gog? How was your trip?
Mine wasn't that bad, really. It seemed to go by a lot faster than... I counted the hours after I was done, and I was like, it didn't really seem that bad. So I only had about 1 hour layover in Las Vegas. So I flew from Orlando to Las Vegas, about 1 hour layover, and then less than 1 hour flight into Burbank. So I made the mistake of not scheduling the shuttle, so it cost me about $40 for a taxi to get here, but it's not that bad of an issue, really.
That was the upside of getting on the shuttle, because it only cost me $19, and I gave the guy $2 of tip, $2 or $3 of tip. So it saved me a lot of money. It just took a really long time.
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron, how was your trip? Passing the mic over.
Well, Jared and I flew in from Indianapolis, then to Dallas-Fort Worth, then out to Burbank, and the first flight wasn't bad. We showed up at the airport less than 1 hour beforehand, went straight in. The guy in front of me got to go through the brand new millimeter microwave backscatter x-ray, so some TSA guy got to see all of his nibbly bits, but we went straight on our airplane. We must have caught a tailwind or something coming into Dallas-Fort Worth because the pilot sounded all happy that we were here early, 20 minutes early. And then we got to wait for 25 minutes on the ground before pushing up to the gate, which gave us a whole 8 minutes to run from one terminal to another on Dallas-Fort Worth using their wonderful monorail system. And then about a 2.5 hour flight, 3 hour flight into Burbank, which is really a tiny airport. They don't have the nice skyway things. They roll up a set of stairs and you walk down, and I was looking out the window as we came in for our landing, and I'm pretty sure we may have clipped a dump truck. I'm not sure. I was looking out, that fence was getting big, and people were people size instead of the normal look, like ant size or invisible from an airplane. So
wow. Did you see the luggage carousel too, like the one luggage carousel that Burbank Airport has?
Oh yeah, that was nice. I think they actually have one on the other side of the terminal too.
Oh, wow.
So they can sometimes take as many as 2 planes at once.
It's incredible. Burbank. Good job, guys.
Well, if it's that or last BotCon that was in L.A., it was a 3 hour check-in time, I'll take the rinky-dink and one luggage carousel over 3 hours of TSA pawing through every piece of luggage.
Yeah, customs were nice to me. I got a friendly dude at customs who was all like, "Where are you going?" I'm like, "Transformers convention." He's like, "You mean more than meets the eye?" And I was like, "Oh, hell yeah, brother." And he's all like, You got a Optimus Prime?" And I was like, "I don't got him here with me. He's at home." And he's like, "Yeah, you gotta watch out, brother. They got thieves everywhere around here. Take it easy, man." And I was like, "I'm so happy I got him and not like the grouchy lady who was on the other side." Hey, Jared, all the way over there.
Yes.
How was your trip? Is Aaron lying?
Aaron is telling the entire truth. Really, the only thing that sucked was getting up quite early and then sitting on the ground for no particular reason when we got here early, or got to Dallas early.
Yay!
So, no big complaint.
Tell everyone about yourself, because I don't think you've been on here before.
I have not. I'm a podcast virgin.
You're the legendary Gerodimus.
I'm legendary. I had no idea.
Yeah, because you're going to come after Lupus for getting that train set for, like, whatever the hell he paid, like, $15 or something.
For the Tyco train set?
Yeah.
It
was just missing the paper buildings.
Oh, well, that's all right. I paid far more than that a few years ago, 3 botcons ago, but that's all right. I'm happy with it. I am a...
Sorry, not Lupus. Oh. It was Gary.
Oh, Gary?
How did I get that? Oh, they were both my roomies. But yeah, okay. Gary got it. And it might not have been that cheap, but it was like the guy wanted 65, and Gary talked him down to a lot less.
Damn. That's...
like, a lot less.
Pretty good bargaining. All right. Tell you about myself. Well, I am a TFW veteran for 6-plus years, I guess. And a moderately active poster. I really have no idea if I'm legendary, but hey, that's all right.
You're legendary now.
All right. Now that I'm on a podcast, I'm legendary.
You're on the interwebs.
Ah,
sweet.
You're not Jared anymore. You're Gerard.
Ah, yes. Just chop off the emus.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, we're here on Wednesday, so BotCon hasn't really done anything yet, because I don't think... You weren't in the customizing class today, right?
No. I signed up for the one tomorrow on Thursday, but I was the first one on the waiting list, and apparently no one canceled because I didn't get a phone call.
Bastards! All right, so none of us had anything to do today, because we didn't do tours, because, like, tours are cool, but I've been to L.A. before, so I decided to save the money. And that means that we didn't get to do the early check-in either.
No, although we did get to see Carl and Pete and Rick, so somebody wins.
Astor Alvarez.
Yes. You can always tell which one Carl is, because he's the one that stands 2 foot above everyone else.
Yeah, I could tell from... at first we saw this crowd, and I was like, wow, what's everyone doing? It's just something going on. And Gog's all like, yeah, they're making a nice sculpture of Peter Cullen. And I'm looking, and I see this one guy who is clearly like 17 feet tall. And I was like, oh, it's Carl! Because Carl Hartman... if you've never seen Carl Hartman in person, you know, come to a BotCon, because you'll know him when you see him. Because he's taller than you. Every single one of you. Even you, guy. You think you're tall? Guess what? Carl's taller than you. He could throw you across the room. There you go. But yeah, we haven't got any BotConning done, although I brought along stolen Chinese toys.
Hooray!
Yes, we all had fun sitting around for about 30, 45 minutes all transforming toys that some of them we'll have soon. Some of them don't come out for a few more waves, but... Skids, I think... well, okay. Out of the toys Evangelist brought, Voyager, Megatron...
Tank of Jedi Megatron.
They are over there on the table if you want to cheat and look.
I'm not cheating. Skids and Mudflap.
Stick to your guns. Oh, you looked!
Skids and Mudflap, Chromia, and Voyager, Megatron.
Yeah.
And out of all of them, by far, Skids is the coolest. He's really stinking cool.
Yeah, I brought him along because I figured, like, a couple things. Number one, everyone will like me more if I have cool toys. Number two, there would be, like, no figures to fiddle around with because none of us are on Wednesday things. So... you know, nothing beats being in a room with Transformers nerds, all having toys we haven't seen before, sitting there going, like, how in the hell does this work? And Gog trying to transform Voyager Megatron, and he's got this giant, like, tentacle starfish of plastic in his hands, and he's just going, like, I don't know what's going on!
Why there's so much plastic here!
There's so much plastic, and none of it makes sense, but it's awesome! Yeah, so we did that. Also, we went to a Mexican place, and they gave me refried beans in a plastic cup, and it absolutely mystified me for a while, because I'm used to refried beans being on the plate. I'm sorry, I'm from Canada.
But they put avocados on their tacos, so plus.
They did.
Plus.
Yeah, plus 20 points. If any of you out there look at avocados and think, ew, it's green and mushy, guess what? You're missing out. Okay, I don't like vegetables, and I like avocados. So, right there. I guess all we really have right now, BotCon-wise, is our plans for tomorrow, is we all get to pick up our pre-registration and get in those wonderful lineups!
Oh, boy. Yay. Hey, at least I remembered my green form.
Shut up! Everybody forgets things sometimes.
Wait, what?
Yes, yes. I was a moron. I forgot my green letter, so I'm going to have to do the back of the line thing. Oh, I'm sorry, no. Brian, Mr. Savage, I forgot my letter. Please, may I have my toys, please?
Because, you know, Brian, he's totally got, like, the script. He's going to take it out, and he's going to, well, sir.
Yes.
According to our convention bylaws, he's gonna pull you out in front of the crowd.
Yes.
He's going to get a microphone.
I'm predicting very stern looks from him and the BotCon helper ladies.
He's going to just be crossing his arms, shaking his head. Like,
yeah. That's all right. I can take it.
I brought my blue form, but I actually almost forgot it because I put it back in the envelope while I was packing and then just kind of stuffed all my paperwork into my backpack. And then it wasn't until I was at the airport when I was like, I wonder if I took the blue form. But luckily it was sandwiched between all my other paperwork.
See, I usually bring the whole envelope, and I had it out this morning, and I it's sitting on the kitchen table at home. I know exactly where it is, but that does me no good here.
Okay, so three of us will be in the pre-registration line tomorrow and and picking up our stuff. And then myself, because I'm a big flipping masochist, I'm going to go straight from the pre-reg line to the fun pub store booth line to buy souvenirs. If it's anything like last year, I'm going to be in that line for about 3 to 4 hours with only myself to keep me company, so I'll just be sitting there with my hand down my pants.
No, you just need to do like Jared and I did last year, and that we saw someone that we knew. We saw Alfie in the line and stopped and said, "Hey, Alfie, how's it going? Oh, wow, you're amazingly close to the front of the line. Well, I'm going to stand here and keep talking to you until, oh, we're amazingly at the front of the line. Wow, that's miraculous."
That's cheating.
Hey, it took about 2 hours off of that wait, and we still got in just under the buzzer for them shutting the line down. So,
well, I will say that I was kept saying, because Warrior Priest on the boards was in the line with me and was very talkative and kept me from spending all those hours basically just staring at the end of the line and thinking like, oh, you pricks over there, I'm going to frickin'... Yeah, so what I might try to do is I might try to record something, video or audio, while I'm in the line to pass the time, but that all hinges on whether or not I actually do that. See, I'm saying it now so that when I don't do it, people can go like, oh, Vangelis, you giant flake. What the hell? But otherwise, I think Thursday, that's all that's really going on, is picking up stuff. And personally, my recommendation, this is to myself at least, is get it all out of the way Thursday so that on Friday you don't have to think about it, because it sucks lining up on Friday morning.
Yeah, on top of that, it is a good chance to get to hang out, because that, for me anymore, is what BotCon has become, is more the social bit. You know, you get to hang out with people that you only get to see once or twice a year, and so if you can get lucky and get in a group with someone that you know, then it's a big step up.
Yeah, of course, since I have an H last name, I'm going to probably finish before everyone else, because that's just how it goes.
Well, that's why I'm planning on, if I'm the pickups at 5, I'm planning on being there at 3, because I say Smith. It's just slightly the most common last name in the world, I think.
The S line is hilarious. You walk past it. I think last time I was there, Bimma was there, and we both are H's, and we got there like an hour late. The S line was enormous, but the H line was actually empty, and because of the way it's organized, we were able to just walk past the entire S line, having gotten there late, and just... Oh, man,
Aaron is giving Vangelis double birds right now.
We were able to just walk past them all as they all looked at us with the most foul looks I have ever received, except for that one time when I was on the bus with the sphincter thing. But it was fun in a way, but I do feel bad for the S's. So hopefully it'll be the same this year so that I can just kind of, you know, with full horrible guilt on my heart, you know, walk past the entire lineup. And I'm getting dirty looks. Well, anyway, that's the way I'm strategizing tomorrow. Because also, none of that's going to start till the evening, so it means that most of tomorrow will be pretty kick back, relax, see who all is here. I think we've seen Super Megatron and GM Fan. Or I didn't, but you guys did.
Yeah, I ran into Super Megatron and GM Fan, a couple others that I didn't recognize, so I have no idea how GM Fan recognized me. I didn't even have a name tag yet, but he saw me sitting there and recognized me, so...
Did he hear your voice?
No. He's like, "Are you Gog Dog?" I was like, "What?"
I bet he was just going to do that to everyone he saw, and he just got lucky on the first time.
Either way, it deserves a shout-out.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. I also bumped into the guy who works for the Canadian government, whose name I constantly forget despite meeting him at, like, BotCons and TFCons over and over and over again. And I feel really bad about that. So you know who you are. You saw me in the lobby, if you even listen to this. You saw me in the lobby, and I was walking past you, and you were like, "Hey, what's up, Chris?" And I was like, "Hey." And you're like, "How you been?" And I was like, "Oh, pretty good," as I was, like, walking off to eat Mexican food. So I want to formally apologize for completely and utterly forgetting identities. It's going to happen more than once while I'm here. But that just makes it more exciting for us all. Right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yay. But yeah, we're in the room. Really, we just wanted to record something so we could say we put something up Wednesday because Seth Buzzard was all like, "You guys had better remember to record something right away. You guys, we got to do this right. You got to record something every day. You got to... Come on, 1, 2, 3. Spit spot." Although we do have a really cool mixing board that Gog brought along that I think he bought. You bought it, what, like a couple days ago? Days?
Weeks. A couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I bought it yesterday. It's really helpful.
Yeah, it's turning out to be quite nice so far. I guess we'll see after we listen to this. Yeah.
So here's the thing. What do you guys think? When we go into the lineup tomorrow, right, because ideally we're going to put this up tonight, do you think we're going to bump into someone who says, "Hey, I heard you on the podcast last night"? And if we do, are we going to react positively, or are we going to say, "How in the hell did you get the podcast here"?
It all depends on how long I've been waiting in line. As Gog Dog, I believe, just lost some Dr. Pepper out of his nose. Oh, almost. No, it'll be interesting to see the real quick turnaround on media. Yeah, as long as it's not 5 hours into the line of waiting for the lady to find...
"Hey, are you Aaron from the podcast?" Yeah. "Go away."
Yeah, I don't know. Some of the toys this year look like they're rather pointy, so you may catch one in an eye. You never know.
So that's a challenge for all of you out there, is to see if you can get Aaron to actually throw Banzaitron at you like a large dart kind of thing. I think it'd be cool.
Could be.
Anyway, I guess we can wrap this up unless you guys have anything else you want to talk about. How was that food?
It was great.
Excellent.
Mexican. Yeah, I got Dasani water. Oh, by the way, why the hell does all the Coca-Cola here have corn in it? What did you guys do? Like, I only left for, like, a couple months. Now there's corn in everything.
Dude, the corn was here when you were here last time.
Right? It's been corn syrup for years, buddy.
No! No, someone screwed up. There's a ball dropped around here somewhere, and I'm going to pick it up, by damn it.
You got to pay off those farmers somehow.
Uh-oh, political, look out.
I just don't understand. Hey, how are we gonna pay off this? We'll put corn in Coca-Cola. I know it makes more sense than that, but I don't know. Now that I know it's corn syrup, I keep tasting corn when I drink the Coca-Cola. It's not really bad, but it's just really weird.
He was looking for butter and salt earlier as he was drinking his Coke. I'm not quite sure
it's
where that's
Canadian
going, but
thing, man. Don't knock it to you. Have you ever had poutine? Ever had poutine?
I think I have before.
Ever had Canadian poutine?
I was in Canada at the time. So.
Shut up. All right, well, I guess we'll talk to you tomorrow. So, say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye. Massive mic feedback.